Hey, it's 7 minutes to bedtime. I'm Rick.
I'm Sydney.
And we had an interesting week.
Talk about the elephant in the room.
If you want.
I know, Mommy, I already talked to you. You already know what my stance is on this. When I get an email in the middle of my day from a teacher that's telling me that you're flunking and that you're perfectly capable, but you're not doing the work. It makes me feel like you're just being dishonest because we have lots of conversations. Hey, how you doing with this? Oh, are you liking that? You're doing this? Oh, I really love it. This is my favorite class. This is awesome. And the results don't match the words that are coming out of your mouth. And I feel like you're just telling me and Mommy what we want to hear. Hoping and quite honestly knowing that we're going to take you at your word. And I'll be honest with you, that makes me feel really bad because I feel like you're taking advantage. I need to know tomorrow what your steps are going to be to rectify this. And not just that. You got a D in sociology, which is supposedly your favorite class. You didn't turn in an assignment recently. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to give you a day to get up to speed. Figure out where you're at with your assignments one day. When we regroup tomorrow, I need you to know what's on school loop. I need you to know what you're missing, what's turned in. I need you to have touched bases with your teachers. If you don't have those teachers tomorrow, and I need you to make a special assignment. You don't have an eighth period. You can use your eighth period to run around real quick if you can't. If you need to talk to those teachers. And then I need to hear you getting your head in the game more about school and less about all of the other things that coming before school. Okay? Because you're a month in and you've got like two D's and an F. That's not acceptable. I just want you to understand the consequences, because the consequences are going to be this. Everything's going to go away. Your phone's going to go away. Your tablet's going to go away. We will give you your phone in the morning as Mom drops you off to school. You'll give it back to her when she picks you up after school. Your tablet will just get put in a top drawer someplace until you can figure out what's important. There will be no hanging out with cosplay friends. There will be no ordering anything online for cosplay. There will be no any of that until you figure out what your priorities are. I can't do the work for you. But if you can't figure out how to get the priorities correct, then I'm going to have to step in and I'm going to have to show you how to prioritize. So that you're living up to your potential. Just so we're on the same page. Those consequences aren't in place now. But you've got a real short time here to get some things straightened out and to get yourself on track before those consequences start falling into place. Because I can't have you falling any further behind than you are now. And that goes for your room, too. You need to stop talking about your room, talking about and planning about your room, and you need to get off your phone and get off your tablet, and you need to get in here tomorrow, and maybe it'll take you a couple days, and you need to clean it, and you need to organize it, and you need to get yourself caring about something other than Instagram and cosplay. Right now you're awesome at those two things. And you're sucking at school. And you're sucking at keeping your room clean.
Thanks. Encouraging to do better.
Well, the point that I'm making is the things that you put your focus on are the things that you excel at. And that's the way life is. The things you put your focus on are the things you excel at. Right now, you're putting your focus on all the wrong things. Change the focus. And change the way you're doing things.
At 7 minutes to bedtime, not all conversations are interesting. Not all conversations are deep.
But they're all important.
Good night.
Good night.